I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Business as missions has been a popular way for Christian missionaries to enter creative access countries, but is it still the most effective method? Pierre Husney with Horizons International says the business as missions model sometimes serves as just a cover for ministry. The business side can fail, bringing down the ministry with it. And that's why Horizons International has a different approach with ministry in Lebanon called missional business.
What we're trying to do with missional businesses is make them actually really viable businesses that directly impact the kingdom. And we've found the best results come from when we are using indigenous ideas for business and indigenous businessmen that are kingdom minded.
And if you'd like details, we'll connect you at missionnews.org. And Sat7, a Christian satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is tackling girls' issues. Sat7's Parastu Portaherry explains.
We can see it every day. The kids are suffering in social media, not only in sense of sexuality, but child abuse is one of the most important issues that we have right now in Iran, and which is not exactly and only for girls, but it happens mostly to them.
Girls often compare themselves to women on TV and social media. Sat7 has a different message for them.
We are different, and God loves us the way we are. This is the most important message that we try to give them at the end of every program, that they are unique. And God loves them so much.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World offers the free book Learn the Bible in a Year to help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get yours at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.